morning.
Good morning, it's Betty.
Hi, Betty. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
I'm doing good.
Great.
Just a little different routine this morning. We've got a young man with us that's going to camp down by our house, and so I'm doing French toast. Which isn't my usual for the week, during the week.
Yeah, that's usually the weekend, the Sunday kind of thing.
Yeah, we can always switch, can't we?
Absolutely, it's a must.
Anybody else on with you, or were you the first one on?
I think I was the first one.
Was that a click, or was that just a...
This is Elaine.
Oh, good morning, Elaine.
Good morning. We're driving, so I'm going to go on mute.
Okay. Everybody's doing something different than the regular. Mary Lou has arrived. Good morning, Mary Lou. How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing good.
Well, you guys are all well into your morning, and I'm just starting it here.
That's right.
I'm told Betty I'm doing French toast, which isn't the usual for the a weekday morning. Got a young man that's going to camp, has arrived near our house here, and with some of our grandkids, and he stayed the night with us, and so I says, what would you like? And he's has arrived. Good morning. We had a couple of other people arrive.
Good morning. This is Onita.
Good morning, Onita. Are you having a good summer break from tax season, or is it a real break?
I've got to go to work today. I work on Mondays, yes. And we're having a good summer. My husband brought in a bunch more cucumbers again this morning. I've been giving them away to everybody I can think of. So.
Well, I've got an oversupply of wheatgrass, I'll trade you.
I'm good. I could use that, too.
mine's really tall, and we're still running on my hand cranker. I got to get my other machine set in today, huh? Finally got all the information I needed. Oh, no wonder it's not melting. The burner's not turned on. That could have something to do with it. Anyway, my multitasking isn't doing real well, multitasking here. Something I'm not routine about. I guess we all do that, don't we? So anybody have anything new over the weekend that was interesting? A little different direction or a little different?
I'll ask a question that doesn't have to do with ours this morning, but maybe somebody can. I'm trying to get on the internet and see if I can get a nick in the aqua. Our new water system. I was changing out the filter, and does anybody know, do you take the old top off of your other one? It said, you know, just go to your instruction book. Well, you know me. I have found every instruction book except that one I found.
Except that one. I think it's on the internet if you absolutely have to have it, but no, you just
use the... Well, that's what I'm going to have to go to this morning and try to...
The new one comes with its own top on it, so just use that.
You don't have to rechange from that other kind. They're different, and that's what made me think.
What
the
difference?
Tops are very different looking, and I didn't know.
Really?
I cleaned it all out and changed the rocks and washed everything early this morning, but I just was wondering about that.
The top of what? The top of the filter?
The top of the brand new filter that, you know, that you purchase.
Oh, so I didn't know they changed.
It has, ma'am?
Oh, I didn't know they changed it, so.
It's gray, and it has little slits in it. You know, the old one did. The new one doesn't. You just see more of a filter at the top. I'll probably end up putting it in there until I can find the information on the internet.
No, it's probably not going to... Well, they maybe changed the manual, but the manual I've got doesn't indicate that there's a different filter. They obviously made some kind of a revision on it, maybe to get... More water flow down.
Maybe that was it. I was trying to be real careful, and I couldn't, and I thought, I'm going to have to get back in there.
Did you soak it already?
Yes, I have. I've soaked it the hours. I went ahead and did the 24 rather than just the 8.
Yeah, I did. I did it overnight too, so a full day actually.
So that's what I'm trying to do. But see, mine has never had the light come on, and I know it's time to change it.
Yeah, my light. What happens is if one of those little wires gets loosened or something in shipping, mine never came on either. I think it flickered once when I. Yeah,
I never have, and I kept thinking it's going to, but I've never had any light green, red, nothing.
Yeah.
Anyway, somebody told me to change the battery, and I thought, oh, well, I'll just mark it on the calendar and kind of go by that and go by taste. That's the way I did with my old one.
Yeah, I just, all I did was write it on the back of my manual. I've got a file in my drawer for all my warranties and manuals and everything right in the kitchen for everything that pertains practically to the whole house, but...
Well, that's what I did. I went through mine a while ago in my file folder. I could find the Aquaphor. I could find the other little thing that we had. I could find the air wellness trap. Everybody's using care manual except the one.
Except the one you wanted.
But I'll look some more. I can overlook it. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I'll probably just go ahead and put it in the way that is, and then I'll still have the old one here when I finally find it.
Yeah, I can't imagine you need to take the old filter lid off. That wouldn't make any sense at all.
That wouldn't make much at all, but I thought, well, it's different, so I'll look and see. Thank you. I'm sorry to interrupt on that.
No, that's a good question, because now I'll be aware. I'll have to ask Vance. I had some, in stock from before. I mean, that I ordered at the time of the when I bought the filter. As soon as they were available, I ordered the waterfall. I just ordered immediately the replacement filter, so mine isn't obviously as late as yours is, and it's the same exact filter that was in there. So nothing looked different to me. I didn't question a single thing.
Well, I tried to be careful and look and observe, but I thought, well, I better see. But I just
anyway,
I'll get it fixed up today and cleaned up.
Anybody enjoy any new recipes on here?
But it's good to hear your voice, Mary Lou.
Thank you, because I know sometimes you miss.
I have missed several days.
I lose track of time, so excuse me. It's not that we don't care.
Did you ever come up with the fudge recipe, Char?
I did. And as soon as I get through doing this French toast, I'll run over and get it.
Well, I keep making those honey and cocoa and coconut oil blobs, I'm calling them now, because I'm not putting them in the things.
Putting those on paper in the freezer, Nancy? Is that what you do with them?
I put them on, I also put chia seeds in. I put it on wax paper. I spoon it out into little blobs on wax paper on a cookie sheet. Put it in the freezer, and then I keep it in the refrigerator.
Well, I have a new distributor as of yesterday, and she came in, above the senior level. One of the things that she reminded me of, she says, okay, now I really do want that fudge recipe that you brought to the stamping up class. And I said, well, I know where to get it. Vance had it on his call the other day, and I said, you better shoot it to me, because I don't remember which revision it was. And if somebody asks me for it, then I might end up with something that somebody else didn't have or whatever, and they'll say, wait a minute, this doesn't taste the same, or whatever could happen. So anyway, he shot it to me, and it was, I'd forgotten a couple of the things, how I had done them, because I move around so much on recipes that it's not even funny. One thing that I put in that I really liked that I'd forgotten about was just a little bit of crushed red pepper that I grind. I don't use it, so it's got seeds in it. I just ground it. And I did my French toast a little different, I think, for the first time, too. This morning I did, and then it goes in an 8x8 pan, Nancy, is what I've always done with it. But anyway, the French toast,
you double it and put it in a regular size can.
Oh, you could, yeah. Yeah, easily.
I don't have
anything. Yeah, and the thing is to bring it out after you've chilled it, because I never catch it just right when it's right in the middle of it. Mm. It's like it's either too soft or too cold, you know.
Right.
And what I love, if I didn't use it for anything else, and I don't use it for a whole lot more, that Alaskan knife that I picked up that will just rock in there. You don't have to drag it, and it makes a sharp, sharp cut and goes down through absolutely anything. And I know they don't, they're, you know, if anybody ever wants to pick one up there on the internet, the I can't remember how you say it. I think it's just like four letters, K-U-K-U or something like that. Or
that's the only thing I use. It's marvelous for everything.
Jeannie has arrived.
Jeannie will know the pronunciation of the Alaskan knife that rocks.
Oh.
The four-letter one that repeated the first two
it's
syllables.
It's not Ute, is it? Is it U-K-E or something like that?
I don't remember.
Anyway, did you get the cutting board that goes with it?
I did.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
I've used mine and used it for years, and it's just great.
You have to get the rocking action, don't you, a little bit?
Yes,
for sure.
But it's so good. I use it for everything that I'm cutting just about.
I can't think of what it's called. I was going to say Santuku, but that's not the
No, it's
the
like
one.
I want to say it's H-U-H-U or K-U-K-U or something.
It's
I thought there was
like
a
that.
Letter. A K in it, I mean a U in it, but it's, I know it's just two syllables repeated.
Does it say it on the blade?
It says Alaska. You could just about, you could probably just type in Alaska knife if anybody's on their computer and they'd have it in a second. I can go over there in just a minute. Okay.
Can you also use it like on a lucite rather than the board that you're talking about either?
Yeah, you can. It's just that your food, for slicing in a pan, see, it's just incredible because that point gets right down into the corners, or where it meets the pan. It's ready, Willie. And, it gets right down into the corners and it makes such a sharp edge and you just lift it up and set it down and lift it up and set it down. You're not cutting like you normally cut.
Okay. Well, if anybody comes up with the name, let us know.
Okay, well, I'll go over there and look at it while somebody else is saying something else. You got your choice of banana, and there's actually quite a bit of butter on it already, because I did it in that, and banana and applesauce, and you can put the two together if you'd like. And there's sweetness in it already. Okay, I'm sorry.
I think it's U-L-U. ULU.com is what's coming up as Alaskan ULU Knives and Bowls.
Okay, ULU, okay.
Yeah, Ricky was saying maybe YOLO, but I think that's right, ULU. That sounds
ULU,
familiar.
You're right, that's it. ULU Knife. But, yeah, if you really want, anybody that's ordering it, do order the board with it, because that's a big difference.
They have it on Amazon for $14.85.
That sounds like a good one.
They have them in all different ranges of size and not size on the knife and all, but of the cutting board, and then in the quality of the steel. There's the kind of ones for tourists, and then there's the others. But get the best. Get a good one.
You can do
You'll
that.
Use it.
Or peanut. This is almond. I've got peanut. Sorry, I'm whispering, guys.
I even found one recently, and I didn't really need it. And this girl was having a garage sale, and she said, my husband brought me this, and what in the world do I need with it? She'd never even taken out the packages to try it. And I just went ahead and bought it for $2 or $3.
Banana, you can do that.
took me a while to get started on mine. I don't know exactly why. Sometimes it's just, let's see, where's my fudge recipe here? Anybody wants it for the gap of time that I haven't mentioned it? Anybody made it recently?
I've just used the other kind, like she said, but I was going to see what's the best way that Nancy was saying. But what's your other one?
Okay, this is a takeoff of one that we used before, and where I originally got it was like 40 years ago in Shackley, but it was very annihilated compared to what this one is, as far as what all went in it. I remember that. But at least some of them were, there were different ones there too. But I just melt over, hot water or over boiling water, in a little stainless steel. You can use a glass cup, it doesn't matter. The, almond bark, I use 6 ounces of almond bark and 1/4 cup of coconut oil. And then once it's melted down, you just remove that and stir in 1 cup of almond butter, 2 teaspoons of vanilla, and then I scoop in 6 scoops of KVB, Vital Balance.
How much?
6 scoops, the scoop that comes in the container, and then 1/2 cup of cocoa powder, just straight cocoa powder, baking or whatever you're using. 1/4 teaspoon of stevia extract powder, or look on your instructions, and it's equivalent to 1/2 cup of sugar. The extract is the, powder, the one that says just powder behind it is, they're different, you know, different strengths. So that's the strong one. And then I use a cup of roughly chopped almonds. You could use, you know, you can use any kind of nuts. Or you could buy the slivered almonds and just use them in it. That would be quicker. And then I like 3/4 teaspoon. Now, my red pepper flakes aren't probably as strong as some of them if you're buying them really fresh, because I've had them for a while. But I use 3/4 teaspoon of red pepper flakes, and I, like I said, I grind them, I just throw them in the bullet and make just really, real fine powder out of it so it's really well distributed, but that's the way I usually use my red pepper flakes anyway. And, it goes right down into it. And all it does is give a little tinge, a little tiny tinge of, what is that? You know, it's like people say. So, refrigerate until partially set or, you know, semi-firm, and then
so
pour it.
All the sugar?
Yeah. It goes together really easy. Refrigerate until it's partially set and score and cut into 1-inch cubes. Return to the refrigerator until you're ready to serve it. Keep it in there. It makes 56 pieces. 1 gram of protein per piece. Figured that one out, too. Which is kind of cool. So,
how many pieces again?
56 pieces. I cut it into, so they're 1-inch in an 8-inch pan, basically 8x8. What did I say then?
So you don't
it's an 8x8 pan.
Yeah, it's an 8x8 pan. I didn't say that. The thing with it is it does not set you up, and I need to have that in the refrigerator because I can still go in and, you know, eat 3 or 4 chocolate chips, eat 3 or 4, or one of those little melts even. Pick up a melt. Pick up another melt. Pick up another melt. Pick up another melt. And, you know, that's a totally different reaction on your brain than the fudge is. Totally different. I mean, it's as different as night and day. It's like having a dessert to an entree for me.
You don't get heat from the red pepper.
It's not hot, no. You can't,
okay.
Because Denny's never even said anything, and he's gotten much more liberal now, but even when I first did it, you never noticed any hotness in my fudge, my protein fudge. No, he's shaking his head, what are you doing about?
So you use the dark almond bark?
I always use the darkest of anything if it's in chocolate. So.
Okay, but this would not, like, be an almond chocolate bar. You're looking for the actual bark?
Yeah, right. The actual bark. It's thick. I get it in the bulk. I don't know, a couple of bucks, a little over $2 a pound, I think, something like that. And it's pretty clean. If you want to do cleaner, you could use the melts or even the chocolate chips, just the real dark chocolate chips. You could use those instead.
Mm-hmm.
What I used was the bark. It was just easy to weigh out for me because I use a scales as much as I use measuring cups in the kitchen, and it was just easy to do. 6 ounce bag of chocolate chips to do the same thing. So, there's another way of going about it. Well, I'll tell you what I put together for my, how does that taste? Is that okay? Okay. Batter for the French toast, I used part cashew cream and part coconut cream in it. So I know it's got a lot of food value in it. And then I put vanilla, and I used, of course, the egg replacer. What I thought of? I'm gonna pick up when I go into the supply house because I know I can get it there. The egg flavor. I remembered McDougal saying, don't sweat the small stuff like your flavorings. It's not something that you're going to get any amount of bulk difference in your diet. So don't be paranoid over the trivial things. And so I'm going to look at the ingredients, of course. I don't want some things in there. I'm sure there's going to be some coloring, but, what are you going to get? A drop, and how often am I going to use it? Seldom, very seldom. But I have never, I know they use it in a lot of restaurant preparation. And I thought, shoot, oh dear, why didn't I think of that? Because there's a few things that maybe you just want that eggy, and I can't put enough of Hawaii black lava salt that's eggy tasting in it. I won't. So, that's, another area. The other thing I did over the weekend that I really liked getting into the raw was a recipe that was called, let's see, it was out of this other book I've got, so it's not on anything. Jeannie, did you send down the recipe for the potato green bean salad? Or did you put it on the blog?
No.
Okay, I made it again. Well, don't worry. You're not again. I mean, not yet is way ahead of my not yet. So I have no questions that relate to that when things happen on that subject.
That was such a good one, though. Do you like it?
Oh, how many times I've made it. And I really like it warmed. I like to do it just before we're ready to eat,
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is that the way you did it, or did you chill it?
No, I like it. I like it right after I make it. But it's good cold, too. But
oh, it is.
With the leftovers, but that's my favorite, is right after I make it, when it's warm.
Okay,
in fact, if I make it a little bit early, I leave it on the counter. And I just leave it out.
Yes. It is good because it's like everything else. If it sets a day or two, it's even much better because of the flavors. And I did put dill in it, and I did use lemon juice. I'm not as thrilled about the flavor of the lemon juice as the red wine vinegar because I guess I was used to it. It's a little bit tangier. But what forced me to make it with the lemon juice is reading in the Hippocrates cookbook, and I guess I hadn't noticed this before, but the same statement we had at Parkview, and Nancy will remember this, we do not use vinegar.
Vinegar.
And we're not going to tell you why, we just let you go in and research it yourself, except to say it's not fit for human consumption as far as making the body work. And in there, cookbook, it says, and we use no apple cider at the Institute. or no no vinegar at the Institute of any kind. And I thought, whoa. And I know that it's,
I said, well, there you go.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, when, and with the reputation they have and the success of the success level that they get there and who they're working with, I'm going, that's a pretty strong statement backing exactly what we got at Parkview. And I'm on that subject.
Do you know why? What's in the vinegars is so bad?
Well, for one thing, it's extreme acid. And he said, I remember his illustration to our class was, if you think you need to have more acid in your stomach, well, let me tell you, if you stuck your fist down your throat, your fist would be gone, and so would part of your arm in a matter of seconds.
Oh, gosh.
And yet, we have heard over the years, people who have GERD don't have enough acid in their stomach sometimes, and they're
Well,
interesting.
Yeah, you know, that would be a good one for. Well, you know, I see some of it to me is still controlled by habit and like you say over the years, you know. And oh my gosh, I mean, you know, I've got so many people that would say, oh, but I use apple cider. I mean, I know a few people in NECAN that use apple cider for the very first thing. For anything, and they just drink it.
Oh.
It's not a teaspoon or a tablespoon. I mean, my throat would be burning all the way to, you know, where, but I just, you know, I can't imagine that, and I'm not sensitive to much of anything. But anyway, I want to give you this mock tuna salad sandwich, because we could really get to going at it from over apple cider and the books that have been produced on the benefit and the benefits people have had, and maybe it's cleaned out their system, and you know, stripped everything out, and they start off, I don't know, you know.
Has left the conference.
But anyway, mock tuna salad sandwich. I really like this recipe, and it went over well. It was probably a little thicker than it needed to be from the way I did it, or whatever it was I did to it. I can't remember now what change I will as I go through it. 1 cup of sunflower seeds. The only thing that you have to remember to do is you soak it. You soak it 4 to 6 hours or something, or 6 to 8 hours. Let me look on my chart here. I've got it right here. Sunflower seeds on one of these is there. Maybe somebody else knows off the top of their head. I'm still not that good with soaking everything.
I think it's your 6 to 8 hours.
Yeah.
But I could
yeah.
be.
Yeah, I'm
I
sure.
I got 6 hours.
I got 2 charts. Yeah, depending on how much time you've got, you know, it's not something that is horribly critical. They've got the seed. I've got 2 charts, and they're organized differently than each other. And I'm not seeing it on either one, so I probably found it in the book someplace when I originally looked it up. But I'm certain it's 6 to 8 hours that this one called for. I did another one that was from 4 to 6 hours, and I was doing soaking red dried tomatoes too. I think that was for something else. So, but anyway, 1 cup of soaked sunflower seeds. You combine and then you're going to combine all of this that I'm giving you in the food processor. So next is 1/2 teaspoon of mustard powder. And a 4th
has arrived.
The only way the reason they do that is so that for measurement you can come up with approximately what you want. 1/2 cup of chopped carrots.
Char, you blacked out. Somebody came on after mustard. What's after that?
Okay, after mustard is 1/4 cup of chopped celery and 1/4 cup of chopped carrots, both of them, so you can put one right behind the other if you want.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
2 tablespoons of chopped onion. 1 clove of garlic, and I'm going to say chopped. It says minced here, but you're going in the food processor anyway. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 1 tablespoon of capers, which I love capers, so it wasn't optional for me, but it does say optional. Duplessuna Duluth Flakes. That's seaweed. D-U-L-S-E. And I didn't, well, I had them at one point. Maybe I used them all. I don't know. But anyway, I used one that was called Hot and Spicy Teriyaki Nori, a flavored, the ones that the kids put on their tongue in sheets. But this happened to be in a jar. It wasn't in a little package. And I pulled out several of those, and it made up about a tablespoon. So
it's a seaweed.
It's another seaweed. And so many of those, especially ones that are palatable, you don't want the heavy, thick ones that are wrapped around in a rope or something like that that you would use it for doing a soup base. But any of them that you can, you know, chop, I just cut them up with the scissors. That's the easiest way. But about a tablespoon. And then four raw tomato. Oh, yeah, that's the end of the list, okay? Then you have, you can fill that up right out of this faucet here. You got your bottle full already. Okay, so you're already in to go. So anyway, then you can use crackers, or you can, I made some crackers that came out to be like halfway between crackers and bread. And, they were good. They were, tomato basil flaxseed crackers. I just needed a thinner layer to spread out. But the filling, I ended up yesterday morning, and it took me, I really scampered, 15 minutes to do some roll-ups, spring roll-up or California rolls with the rice paper. Denny was going on out to a fly-in, and I said, you know, I've got that filling. I could imagine that good on a lettuce leaf with some shreds of cucumber, zucchini, and carrot. And then a real thin layer of tofu. Okay. And, so they were good. He didn't take the, peanut sauce to dip them in, but, he had those. Don't wrap them in saran wrap. They're too hard to get out. Lay them on one of those, some kind of a tray, cardboard tray or take home tray that you've had, of food, and, stretch the saran wrap over the top. I made the mistake of wrapping them in saran wrap. So, and my...
has left the conference.
Afternoon. So anyway, but that recipe is definitely worth putting together. It all goes in the food processor. Leave it chunky. Don't make it like a smooth paste. And it was good the second and the third day. Just as good both days. So, that's a keeper, a real keeper for me for raw food.
Thank you.
Any questions?
I've always made the one with the, the chickpea tuna, mock salad. And that's always been good, but this sounds wonderful. So a good variation. I'm going to try that. Thank you.
Oh, and I will tell you, I cheated. Emily was here. She says it needs a little bit of something in it, Grandma. She's really good on taste. She might be, she's not really that picky anymore, or never was. But anyway, she needs a little bit of something. And I guess it's just because you said it was supposed to be mock tuna, Grandma. And I said, well, I know exactly what I can put in it. And, you know, I'm not bizarre about this stuff. I threw a few drops of fish sauce in it that I've used in some of the sauces, the dips, way back when. And so that just gave it a little bit more of a flavor. The color, you know, looks like tuna because of the color of the sunflower seeds.
What about some dill?
Oh, yes, dill would be good in it too. It would be excellent because I like dill. So, but I didn't try that. I did that in the what did I say I did it in whatever I just did was.
There's also a powder, a seafood powder, old something that I bought probably 100 years ago. At least at the time, came in a can.
Yeah, I got it right here on my shelf. Old Bay.
This would give you some, I assume it's fishy taste.
Old Bay seasoning?
Bay, Old Bay, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Oh, yeah.
That would be really great. Thank you. I got to write that on my slip of paper next time. Try. Excellent, Nancy.
I just thought of it. I don't know. I bought it 100 years ago. I don't know that I ever used it. I'm sure I threw it when we moved. Not that I'm looking for it in the grocery store or anything, though. But, yeah, I don't know why I bought it.
I threw mine out because I had it for so many years, and then some recipe called for it, and I looked up a recipe online and made my own because I had all the ingredients. So you can go online and find a, it's got bay leaves and, you know, just different things, and you grind it up. And I have a little bit of that left over. It's been a while ago since I did that. But.
Yeah, once you've got the spices, it's so much, it's so easy to do that. And I've got so many duplicates of spices from, what, three different houses that, you know, I just...
Come on.
I had a set for every place because, you know, you couldn't remember to take smaller amounts of them. And, anyway,
it was they're oh, huh? After a while, I know.
Oh, yeah. You just have to use more of them. You know, they lose their potency, but you can stick a little bit more in and it brings some of it back anyway. But, and it depends on which one and what you've got them in, whether they're in a jar, whether they're in a plastic shaker or, you know,
where you've kept them and all that other good stuff.
Where you've kept them, the amount of heat they've had and the particular spice you're dealing with. And, you know, there's such a wide range of all of those things.
Thank you, Char.
You're certainly welcome. We're at the end of our time, guys, and over, so I'm going to say goodbye, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thanks, Char.
All right. Bye. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.